Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Meritage Union Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
I think that might be the first time I ever got your full name correctly. That was probably as smooth as it's gone. Well, Happy New Year, and you said you got some new program coming up, so I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, Franny Eastwood, our family consumer science agent in the Mound City office with me, her and I are partnering with a group that we are a part of called Together Linn County. Together Linn County is just a group of individuals in Linn County who are concerned about the well-being of Linn County. Linn County is not ranking real great in the counties in the state of Kansas in regards to health. And so this Together Linn County group kind of came together with a goal in mind of how can we provide opportunities and share information with people to let them know about resources available to help them with their health. And when we talk health, it's not just how we feel, it's the availability of doctors, hospitals, dentist offices, food sources, churches. All of those things go into how healthy a community is. And so this group came together and we meet quarterly to discuss different things that we can do to help promote healthy lifestyles in Linn County. And sometimes that's just sharing those events that are already happening by different organizations, whether it's the 4-H, the Extension. We work closely with the Southeast Mental Health, Linn County Health Department. We also have individuals from DCF, Linn County District Court. And so we have a good variety of people that come to those. And through this Together Linn County meeting, we have decided to start a new program called Wellness Wednesdays. And Wellness Wednesdays obviously are going to happen on Wednesdays, and they'll start the first Wednesday in February. And we are going to every community in Linn County, and we'll have one each week. It's so we start on Wednesday, February 5th, and that one is going to take place at the Lacine Library, and these will happen from 9 to 10 a.m. with a kind of more scheduled program at 9:30. But we're going to have coffee and donuts or coffee and some type of breakfast item available at each one of these meetings. And then we're going to have a quick program just to talk about some things that are available as resources in Linn County that can help your life be better. How can we make you more well? And so some of the topics that we'll have in each week is going to be different, but we have the Lacine Library that is very active with the elderly population, and so they're going to talk about some of the activities and events that they host, as well as some of the services that the Lacine Library offers. I'm always amazed at the different services that the libraries, not just in Linn County, but everywhere, offer to our community that sometimes people don't know about. I'm also going to try to work with some of the local utility services to have them talk about some of their utility savings programs, different items like that. The health department, they're going to talk about the vaccines that they can provide, the services that they provide. And so those are the different things that we're trying to focus on, is how can we bring people in the community together to offer them a quick breakfast and get them on their way, but also share some of the knowledge that's happening in our county or regionally that is available to them that they maybe don't know about. Maybe it's public transportation. Maybe it's the Medicare programming that Kathy Gowell does. There's a lot of different opportunities, and so we want to try to share some of those and just share the wealth of knowledge that we have available here in our counties. And like I said, the first one will be February 5th in Lacine, followed by the 12th will happen at the Linn County Health Department in Pleasanton. February 19th will be at Linn Valley, and Linn Valley is a unique community to Linn County. It's actually not a separate commute town, but they have all kinds of things that towns would have. They have a community center, a community hall, they have a mailbox, they have a lot of services out there that it serves as kind of its own little community in town. So we're going to meet out there. And then on the 26th of February, we'll be meeting in Mound City. And then we do roll into March. On March 5th, we'll be in Parker at the library. And then on March 12th, we'll be in Blue Mound. And we're excited to host these events week after week, but after we're done in Blue Mound in March, then we're going to look at doing more of a monthly or quarterly opportunity, to kind of keep the rhythm going. And then probably again in February and March, we'll ramp back up and do those one right after another. Just as it's winter, we want to kind of think about different things that we can do to get people out and keep them encouraged and being a healthy member of Linn County. And so that is just something new that we have going with the Meritazine Extension Service, offering a new Wellness Wednesday.
I'm intrigued to see how that goes coming up in the great month of February, coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40. Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.